This month in Australia, April 2008, Two Up, featuring the music of Andy Baylor, Chad Morgan, Jeffrey Garamal, Unipingu, the Pigram Brothers, the Corduroy Band from Hopevale, the Gadflies, Tex Don and Charlie, Percy Granger, Jimmy Little, Seaman Dan, and the Black Image Band, featuring the mysterious Bill Gamu on pedal steel.
I live in a strange land, I love the strange light. I eat of the strange fruit and fight the good fight. The sky, it catches fire, the earth is cracked and brown. The wind keeps singing in my ears, when will the rain come down? On this strange land, the shifting sand, silver moon coming soon. Dead heart, the sacred art, the red blood, the big flood. Understand if you can this strange land.
The strange land of Australia becomes a giant open-air casino for half a day each year. From mid-morning on Anzac Day, the 25th of April, it's legal for anyone, anywhere in Australia, to set up a two-up gambling school. Australian and New Zealand soldiers played two-up and gambled on anything religiously. Anzac Day marks the anniversary of their first major military action. Unlike Remembrance Day on November 11, April 25 is a public holiday in Australia. I like to think that the day when the nation puts aside formalities and the authorities look the other way to the two-up schools is one of the things that sets us apart from our Western cousins, the Brits and the Americans. For the multitudes who stream out of the cities for the public holiday weekend, it's a kind of morning tea break of the working year. In the cities and towns all over the country, the Anzac services commence at dawn. They end with a parade to the local memorial. After the ceremonies, the two-up games begin. Two-up players form a ring and then take turns at being the spinner of two coins. The game is managed by a boxer who oversees the betting and a ringie who supervises the coin tosses in the air. The spinner offers a bet which is matched. He then tosses two coins up into the air using a paddle known as a kip. If the coins are both heads, he wins. If they are both tails, he loses. And if they are one of each, odds, he throws again. The boxer takes a commission out of the kitty that the spinner wins. The other punters place side bets. My friend BT followed tails last year and lost his role in Port Hedland. I hope he fared better this year. Well, BT, here's a bit of advice from one who knows.
Fella just down from the bush, and it's not my nature to win. But here's some things that happened to me when I went on a corker bin. The word got to me at the joint where I camp, if you're a gambling guy, here's your chance to back heads for a quid. We're off to a game of swine. Now no true Australian would miss the chance of playing our national game. The thrill when you hit 'em, the pain when you don't, makes everything else seem tame. If luck's on your side, then you're living in style. It's purely a game of chance. But many's the fella who's had to sneak home in his singlet and underpants. The cockatoo's ready, his eyes everywhere, watching out for the law. Come in, spinner, some joker yells out, then skyward the penny soar. Two coppers come down, their colour was blue, but it wasn't from verdigris. They weren't double-headed, but they were two-faced. It was the gaming place. Look out, it's the law, the cockatoo yelled amid the siren's wail. A second before me, dough was on heads. Now all I could see was tail. I must have been slow at making me run, 'cause I was the only one caught. A month in the boob with no money for bail, experience dearly bought. I think I'll go back to the shearing shed, where a man can spin 'em in peace. After pushing a bog eye and a snort of red Ned, and a worry from gaming, please.
This year, Anzac ceremonies have been more poignant because of the location of HMAS Sydney. 21 days before Anzac Day, the first pictures emerged of a broken ship 2,470 metres beneath the Indian Ocean's surface, 100 nautical miles off Steep Point on the Midwest Australian coast. Sydney and the German raider Cormoran were both lost after doing battle on November 19, 1941. 73 Cormoran sailors were killed, and all hands, 645 Australians from the Sydney, went down in one of the first catastrophic losses of World War II. After 66 years, the mystery of the Sydney is over. The deep sea divers of Broome know a lot about the mysteries and tragedies of the sea. This tribute by David and Stephen Pigram to their uncle Mickey Matthews pays homage to the pearl divers of Broome, who battled the perils of the sea for generations. April also makes it a year since the disappearance of three fine men with Broome family connections aboard the CAS II. Solace and best wishes to their relatives.
Lend me a buddy tonight, my blue water lady. This salty wind is getting to my bones. These legacies are moving too slowly. For this saltwater cowboy sailing home, this old copperhead is aching my shoulders. These lead-weight boots don't need any spurs to ride these waves and bear back mermaids. The saltwater country is my home. Stand back, you shallow water man. Let a deep sea diver Janu. Sayonara, Shlon, Galiao, you know, these legacies are moving too slowly. For the saltwater cowboy sailing home, you shallow water man, let a deep sea diver through. These legacies moving too slowly for this.